Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Sunday, May 17th, and we are here trying to help you navigate your financial journey. If you've got a question, anything going on in your financial life that needs another set of ears and eyes on the situation, get in touch with us. Go to JillOnMoney.com and click the Contact Us button. And once you get to the little pop-up there, that is the email that we receive. If you'd like to join us live, just check the box. And I'd like to now introduce my co-host, Mark Delercio. We're both certified financial planners. And Mark, an exciting thing about joining us live is that on this program, what is the new exciting thing that's going to be live about us?
You're going to see our faces.
Incredible. That's all I can say. Incredible. Mark has finally done it. He has figured out. I know. The powers that be have encouraged us. In other words, they said, can you add video to this? And we're like, okay. And so we are going to take this feed that you subscribe to. It's going to be pretty much the same mantra. We are going to continue to try to deliver the information that we think you need to get where you want to go. And we are encouraging people to get in touch with us to really, you know, be comfortable sharing whatever is going on in your financial life. Now, I know that it could be kind of daunting if you think about the idea of like putting yourself on video. So that's okay. We're still going to have audio, but I want to make sure that everyone knows that if you come on the air with video, Mark's going to give you a special prize. We haven't figured that out yet. I'm just kidding. That, I don't know what prize we could be. It'd be amazing, though. We're calling the new show, which will begin just in a few short weeks. It's going to be called Money Moves. And here's what I wrote as my intro. It says, Money Moves, a show that helps you take control of your financial life with no jargon, no judgment, just actionable financial guidance, because that is what we do. And Mark and I are going to do this. We're going to keep doing twice a week. So have every single human being you know in the universe subscribe to us. And the show will be on YouTube. It'll be through your podcast feed. It'll be however you want to get us. We'll be there for you. We'll meet you where you are. So definitely continue to do that. We are going to kind of add some features to the show, and we still want to hear from you. We're going to have some visuals, and you'll see it's kind of fun. I think that you'll like it. And one of the things that I think is important is that we continue to be very clear in our mission here, both on this show, as well as on Jill on Money, as well as when I go on television, is that I want to try to take the heat down on a lot of the financial issues that you are confronting in your life, take some of the emotions away, and focus on what is important and what is not important. It's okay to be like, hey, this thing is kind of cool and you're intrigued, you're curious. Doesn't mean you should act upon it. So I think that a lot of people get very uptight about their financial lives. It's emotional, right, Mark?
Oh, as we often say, I think the emotional aspect is half the battle when it comes to your money.
It really is. And, you know, I think that there are a lot of people whispering in your ear. They could be people on social media. They could be your friends. It could be even your parents, and your adult children. There's a lot of advice. There's a lot of opinions. Mark and I don't really have a horse in any race. So what we try to do is just kind of cut through and give you the information that you need to know. And we also want to make sure that you understand that this is a place where we really believe that, you know, usually the simplest approach to a financial decision is often the best. So there you have it. That's what we're going to be doing. And the show is called Money Moves. And that's kind of cool. So Mark, gas price is still high. Could you just tell me exactly when the war is going to end and when will prices come down?
Yeah, I'll get right on that. But you started the show saying it's Sunday, May 17th. And I was like, wait a second. Next weekend is Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Which, with all these high gas prices, is not a very good combination.
No, but I understand that people are still going to be driving. I mean, I
hope so. I mean, are you really going to alter your holiday plans because gas prices are high?
I don't know. Maybe. I think the real question is, you know, when are people going to change their habits? They haven't changed them that much yet. So I think, you know, obviously, if you've gobbled through all of your tax refund, you're gone through your savings, and you're facing a question of whether or not you should put this family weekend away on a credit card, you might make a different decision. But I think this is a good moment to check in, you know, the unofficial beginning of the summer, to discuss with you all what is going on in the marketplace, and also what might the implications be for the economy. And if there are changes in the economy, what should you be doing about that? So let's do this, Mark. Let's air the segment that I did recently on CBS Mornings. The anchors are Vladimir Duthier, Nate Burleson, and Gail King.
It's not just expensive to fly, it's also costing a lot more to drive right now. The average gas price is $4.55 a gallon. That's up more than 50% since the war began. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this spike in gas prices?
Well, I mean, listen, oil prices are high. Even though they've come off those highest levels at, you know, $95 a barrel, we are really feeling the brunt at the pumps. And the thing that's really annoying to drivers is that it seems like prices go up so fast, right? Yeah. They come down much more slowly. As we like to say, gas prices take the elevator up, they take the stairs down. So even if we saw the oil price come down to 90 and stay there for a while, I would not expect sub $3 gas anytime soon. That is highly unlikely. The economists out there are saying, drivers, you better be prepared. This is going to be hurting through the summer, maybe through the end of the year.
Yikes. Is there any evidence that you see that consumers are cutting back on their spending?
You know, it's interesting. Not in like the biggest, broadest way, but when you listen to some of the corporate earnings that were released this week, so you think about McDonald's and you think about Whirlpool and you think about Domino's, they are all saying we aren't seeing a huge retreat yet, but they warn that's the risk in the future. Obviously, if you're paying $50 or $100 a month extra for gas, you are likely going to pull back somewhere else. The thing is about consumers, they were sort of lucky that those tax refunds came in at the right time. That allowed them to absorb higher prices. Going forward, once they plow through those tax refunds, not going to be so easy. A lot of people are going to be looking to throw some money on their credit cards. They're also going to look at pulling back in other areas of the economy.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Okay, so Mark,
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
You're here. So Mark, we have not yet seen a big change in the economy based on these gas prices. And I think that that's a little bit of a head scratcher for people. Why do you think that is? What is it about? I mean, is it just that people are making or have made so much money in the markets that enough wealthy people have retirement accounts, or people that have jobs, they're fine, that you can complain about gas prices, but you're not really shifting your behavior yet?
Well, it appears to be the case. I mean, despite everything that's going on in the world, you know, high cost of oil, the war, don't forget the tariffs. It's only moving in one direction and everything seems to be going up.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a real disconnect here. And the disconnect is this. People will say to me, like, wait a second. high gas prices. How could the stock market be going up? Doesn't that necessarily mean we're going to have a recession? It doesn't. I think that, listen, if we see gas prices at these levels and we hold through the summer, I think that we could maybe shave off a little bit of growth, meaning that the economy wouldn't go into a recession, but we would grow a little bit slower than we would have. But the craziest thing, Mark, is that right now, if you look at the amount of spending by consumers and then add on to that the spending by companies who are propelling that data center boom, right? Even if we see a little bit less growth, it's still growth. And I think that the economy so far has been able to absorb it. I know that this is sort of a weird thing, but the other part of it is that the stock market is growing in a way, sort of in a very, it feels disconnected, but it's actually connected in that the stock market is a bet on the ability of companies to make money. The corporate profitability numbers that have come out of the first quarter earnings so far is incredible. It is really incredible. So we are seeing companies make more money. Will they be able to make much more money in the future if gas prices remain really high? Maybe not, but a lot of them are. And I don't usually go into the whole earnings season thing because that's not like my jam, but it's pretty incredible to see how much money many of these companies are making, whether it's the banks. Yes, some of the tech, big tech companies are leaders, but some of the big industrial companies that are building those data. Look, if you're a tech company and you're an AI company and you got to build a data center, guess what you got to hire? A lot of subcontractors who are doing lots of industrial work. And that industrial work means that those companies are making money. So it's really wild to see that there are a lot of companies that are continuing to make money. And that is what is fueling the stock market right now.
Are you saying that there's going to be an AI bubble? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what you keep hearing now everywhere you look.
I never, listen, bubbles are very hard to predict. And when they burst is even harder. I think it's wild to see the amount of money being spent. And it's hard to believe that all the money being spent is going to result in every single company looking back and saying, boy, did I spend that wisely? I mean, we've seen companies do really well and make bad spending decisions. Like, for example, you have Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook changing it, like saying, oh, I'm betting on the metaverse. I don't know how much money he bet on it, but it was a lot. And essentially, that was not a great move. And so you can still be a big company, make a bad investment, and do okay. So I don't like the idea of like calling a bubble because who knows? What I really like the idea of saying is that, you know, when this war broke out, stocks went down, oil went up. And there were a lot of people who were like really looking ahead and saying, this is going to be the end of the stock market rally. And it hasn't been. And so I come back to this period, through this period, and say to myself, you know what this really does show? It shows that it's very difficult to predict short-term trends, up or down. But what we know is over the long term, a diversified portfolio of low-cost index funds will get you pretty much where you need to go. Did you make a little bet here and there, and did you find yourself making some money? Fine, that's great. But it's not necessarily your long-term investing plan. You can have some fun. You can have a fun money account that doesn't include putting your retirement, your whole retirement at risk. So as always, we like to say, if you're going to play a little bit, and I don't really care what your playing is, let's just say the amount of money you can afford to lose, the amount of money that you would have invested in something that if it went down by 50%, you would be like bummed, but you wouldn't feel horrible about, then you can certainly make some, I would say, decisions that you wouldn't make essentially for your whole retirement plan or for your whole plan of your college funding experience. So I think it's great to go out there and have the experience of like buying and selling. I think what's really smart is to make things as simple as possible. And the confidence that you have about investing is always best measured at the bottom, not at the top. That's my two cents. Mark, remember when you bought Bitcoin?
Yeah, I was just thinking. I mean, I'm over that whole phase of, you know, playing around and buying individual stock. It was like dating back in the day. Like that phase of my life is over. I don't even waste my time doing it anymore. I just dump everything into index funds. And yeah, if you're a young person listening to this show and you're investing in your retirement account at work or your brokerage account, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, keep calm, carry on, tune out the noise, and you'll be fine.
All right. Well, I'm going to give Mark the last word on that, because I think that's the best way to approach this world, which is tuning out the noise that could derail your game plan. To me, this is really the key to all of investing, which is, how do I stay focused on what I want to achieve? If you need help with that, if you need help gathering up the priorities that are important for you to get you where you want to go, get in touch with us. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note. And if you'd like to join us on the air live, all you need to do is check that little box and Mark will arrange to get you over into our world, hopefully with fewer gremlins that I'm experiencing today with my technology. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. Mark Tlaib, who's the co-host, executive producer, and king of all things web here at the show and also at Jill on Money. We are delighted that you join us every single episode. We always ask that you try to lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.